Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Joanna from Little Learners as well as Joelle from Helper Vibes, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Helper Vibes event. So thank you both so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come sit down with us. Now, Joanna, for people who might not know, what is Little Learners?
We are a state-licensed childcare facility. We operate Monday through Friday from, you know, roughly 3:30 in the morning until 11:30 at night, pre-scheduling kids. We do after-school program, early childhood development, preschool, you name it, we do it.
So you guys really are there for some of the high-quality childcare in the Carbon County and Emery County area. Now let's kind of talk about Helper Vibes. What role does Little Learners play within the greater role of Helper Vibes?
Currently, we're just a sponsor for their imagination station that they, you know, they give an activity for the kids to do. The kids get to do something while parents are looking around and doing their things, so it keeps them occupied.
And that imagination station is a big hit with especially the kids in the area, which is great because that's the target demographic of it. But every time I've been able to go to Helper Vibes, the kids just seem to be having the time of their lives when it comes to the activities you guys put on. And now, upcoming Helper Vibes has kind of that Latin theme going on. What kind of activity do you guys have going on for that?
So this next week at looks like they're going to do like a maraca kind of shaker stick, and then this cute little drum that they get to make with little toggle things that go back and forth.
And that's going to be something that the kids are definitely going to love. The parents, maybe not so much once you have, you know, about few kids, maybe 30 minutes of maracaing. Mm-hmm. usually breaks a person. Now, if people want to get in contact with Little Learners, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can do it through phone or email. Our phone is 637-KIDS. Super easy to remember. Email is littlelearnerscharities@gmail.com.
637-KIDS, and you're going to get yourself some access to some very high-quality childcare. Now, Joelle, it's always exciting when Helper Vibes is in season. Now, it's one of those themed weeks, so let's kind of talk about it. What is this week's theme for Helper Vibes?
This week we have Latin Night. We'll have two bands coming down from Salt Lake. One of them, our opener, is going to be Latin Roots, and our closer is going to be Samba Fogo.
And you guys have always been knocking it out of the park with the music selections at these events, so I'm sure these bands are going to be absolute crowd pleasers.
Yeah, there are going to be some dancing, some salsas, and all of that stuff that's going to get you moving.
And then let's keep talking about some of those things that might get people moving. What is this week's margarita?
Mango. We're going to do a fresh mango margarita.
Now, that just sounds like it's going to be an absolute crowd pleaser. Mango is just by itself a really good flavor. So and with the reputation that you guys have had with the margaritas this year, you guys have been hitting it out of the park. So I'm sure this is going to be another masterpiece.
Yeah, we're even going to have some tahin addition to that versus that, you know, the salt that is accustomed to margaritas. We're going to have tahin to go with this mango.
Yeah, give it a little of that Latin kick.
Yes.
So, and then another thing we were kind of talking about before we came on was kind of the success of the River Float from the last Helper Vibes. And it was so popular that you guys have talked about kind of extending that.
Yes, we're going to extend it through August since it will still be a little roasty toasty for this month. And, you know, we just want to make sure everybody is safe. We do ask that they bring their own floating devices and safety equipment, and it is float at your own risk.
Yeah, and that river safety is something that's pretty important, especially when you're dealing with an event that it's filled with a lot of people, so putting that safety first is going to be paramount for this event and the river float to kind of stay open.
Yes, please.
Now, let's talk about some of the other things that might be going on at this event. So we've talked about the kids' activities a little bit. Now, what are some other highlight booths, in your opinion, that the attendees of Helper Vibes can look forward to?
Our Helper Vibes merchandise booth is featuring some signature designs by Kate Kilpatrick this year. We have beanies and trucker hats and t-shirts, tank tops, sweatshirts, and then we have our usual stickers and the spoons that are handcrafted by somebody, an artist from Park City.
So you guys just have something for the biggest fans of Help Revive, something for everybody, t-shirts, hats, tank tops, stickers, just a great way to get out and support Help Revives. Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Come on out this weekend and show us your rhythm.
Well, Joelle and Joanna, thank you both so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come sit down and interview with us. Again, we were talking Helper Vibes coming up this Saturday, an event you're not going to want to miss. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.